Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this November 4th, 2022. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you got your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in our friend, Stephanie Hartman. She is the Executive Director of the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Looking forward to catching up with Stephanie. Right now, we have in studios a number of contestants for the Miss Wisconsin Rapids, Miss Wisconsin Rapids Outstanding Teen Competition. I'm going to let you guys introduce yourselves first to start things off. We'll just go down the line here, if you don't mind. So, Kate, we'll start with you.
I'm Kate Jarabic. I'm candidate number 5 running for Miss Wisconsin Rapids Outstanding Teen.
Yeah, thank you, Kate.
I'm Emma Anderson. I am candidate number 3, and I am also running for Miss Wisconsin Rapids Outstanding Teen.
Good to see you, Emma. Thank you for being here.
I'm Amelia Gibbons-Wagner. I am Miss Candidate number 2.
Amelia, it's good to see you, and thank you for being here.
I'm Maria Hartley. I'm Miss Candidate number 3.
And Maria, thanks a lot for being here. Appreciate the time from all of you guys. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and putting up with me and my silly questions and all this. I want to get into, we got to start off our week of this show interviewing some of your friends and some of the other candidates and everything. So I wanted to have some fun with this and being able to take our time with some of these questions. And the first thing I want to do is, you know, most of us, the older we get, the more we forget what it was like to be a teenager and all the things that come with that. But there's certain stuff we don't forget. And man, if there's one thing I can remember being a teenager, it's being like nervous about everything. Like I felt like every single thing. There wasn't one thing that probably didn't get me overthinking or something like that. And especially when it came to, you know, my appearance or any of these things, like a lot of people struggle with that stuff. I'm curious to know, because I imagine being teenagers, you guys experience some of these things. So it's very impressive to me, to our audience, that you guys do something like this. I don't think it's necessarily the most scary thing in the world or anything like that, but it takes, and I don't say this word lightly ever, but it's brave to me when I see young people doing these things. So what got you to want to do this, especially as teenagers? Because as an adult, I couldn't imagine doing this, let alone as teenagers. I very, really admire it. And I will start with you, Kate.
I felt it was a great opportunity to grow, and I really wanted to do it to give back to my community.
Right on. Very cool. Very cool. Emma?
So with my social impact initiative is actually thriving with anxiety. So as a person with anxiety, I knew that I wanted to get more involved with things and push myself to do things like this.
Very cool. Thank you for that. Amelia?
I competed last year, and when I first started, it was something fun. And I fell in love with how I found that I'm worth more, which ties into my social impact initiative, Perfectly Imperfect. So I decided to compete again because I had so much fun. I grew as a person and I got to meet incredible people.
Very cool. Very cool. And Maria?
So I've actually had a lot of experience with the Miss organization. My dad used to be the MC for many years when I was little, and my sister actually competed as well. So I knew that I wanted to do this. Unfortunately, when I was a senior in high school, COVID hit, so like all that stuff, I couldn't do it. But this year I finally had the opportunity, so I wanted to get back in there and do it.
Very cool. Very cool. I have to get this out of the way. I know both of your guys' parents. You guys look so much like your moms and dads and everything. It's throwing me off a little bit. I got to be honest. It's great. I appreciate all those answers, all of them. And I notice a connection with all those, too, of kind of like, I wanted to do this, or I wanted to build on this particular thing, or I have a cause that means so much to me. I'm seeing a lot of that, and I think we if you're paying attention to your generation, you guys, we're seeing a lot of that out of your generation of people. It used to be kind of when you got to high school or college or something like that, when causes and things started to more impact you and you cared more about them. It's happening younger and younger. And I just, again, am blown away by that, but with the younger generation. It's so cool to see and noteworthy when we talk with individuals like yourselves. So, okay, so let's get to the competition itself. Now, for those who don't know, there's a couple of different things that you guys do. You have the, well, let's go over these. So what are the things that you guys will do as part of the competition? I know you have interview. You do an interview, so there's that part of it. And then there is the, it's not called evening wear or anything like that. It has a different name now, doesn't it? What is that called again?
It's the red carpet phase.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know if they changed the name or not, but I couldn't place it right there. So there's that. And then there's the talent part of this and the social impact cause. So let's start with talent, and then we'll wrap up with the social impact cause. What will you be doing as a talent skill, Kate?
I will be singing If I Can Dream by Elvis Presley.
Show off. No, I'm joking. That's awesome. That's a great choice. That's a really cool choice. And I admire, I can't sing very well, so anytime somebody says singing, I immediately throw something like that out there. That's really cool, Kate. That's very cool.
Thank you.
Emma, how about you?
I will be doing a hip-hop number to Space Jam.
Nice. Right on. Very cool. Amelia?
I am also singing. I am singing Chasing Pavements by Adele.
Of course. Because you just got to make all of us feel... No, that's great. That's a real... and especially with your mom's background and everything, that's very fitting. That's very cool. And how about for you, Maria?
I'm another singer, so I'm singing Journey to the Past from Anastasia.
Very cool. Are these, this is another part of it that's very interesting to me, again, because I've never done anything like in the pageantry realm and really don't know much about it. I don't know anybody who has done this stuff. I know you guys got more than one skill set and more than one talent. Choosing what talent to use, to highlight here and everything, was that difficult for you guys? Or was it something that like, oh no, I'm definitely going to do this? Not everybody has to answer if you don't have one, but if you have something, please jump right in. If it was difficult for you or easy for you to make this, what talent to choose?
For me, it was definitely easy just because I am captain of the dance team in the CUSA, so it's something that is definitely my strong suit and I really love, so...
That makes sense, and very fitting, too, and something that if you're going to be doing something like this, you're going to have some confidence with it. You want all the confidence you can get up there, and that makes a lot of sense. For you singers, was this, like, Amelia, I want to ask in particular, was there a part of you that felt like, oh, I don't want to say obligated to do that, but almost like you wanted to do that almost, or pulled you to it?
It was a lot trickier for me. I'm also a contortionist and a figure skater, so being able to choose between that, with the figure skating, it gets a lot harder on stage.
Yeah.
And the contortion, I don't really want to scare too many people because
I suppose, these
girls have seen it.
Yeah.
but singing, I've grown up singing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something we do in our family, and it's one of my favorite things.
Yeah. Similar for you, Kate, with your choice?
Yeah, it was a pretty easy decision for me to decide to sing because I've always loved to sing, and it's a great way for me to express my personality.
Oh, right on. Oh, and I like that latter part you added there. That's interesting. I don't think about that very often, but yeah, it would be your personality out there, put a little of yourself out there. And Maria, a little similar for you with this?
Yeah, so it was pretty easy for me to decide what I wanted to do. I'm not much of a dancer, so singing has always been in my family as well as Amelia's. My mom did musicals. My dad did musicals. My sister did musicals. Music's always playing in the background, even when we're playing cards, doing homework, everything. So singing was just an easy choice for me.
Very cool. And again, we are sitting here having a conversation with some of our new friends, the Miss Wisconsin Rapids contestants. And we're wanting to get into social impact now and what that is. And that's certainly the cause that you kind of highlight with your... Honestly, if I'm being honest, my second favorite part of this whole thing, my favorite part is the scholarship end of this and what you guys can get from this and the exposure, the confidence that you are hopefully building in yourselves. I don't think that we can do enough as adults to empower you guys enough. I feel like it's part of our job as adults, and not enough adults do that. These kind of things do that. They you know, build your confidence, empower you guys. And when it comes to the social impact thing, what I've been so blown away by is... I've been doing this a while, and I've had a lot of contestants come in here, and not one person has come in here with a social impact cause that doesn't have depth to it. Like, as a kid, I would see maybe the Miss World pageants or something like that. Oftentimes, the peace around the world or something like that, which is something we all would want, but it's also kind of a low-hanging fruit. It just seems like a really easy one. You guys do not pick easy stuff. You guys really do, like, pick certain things and how they maybe affect you in your life or a family member or something like that. I just really commend the way that you have taken these on. It's not just something that you're using for this pageant. It's something that every one of you have a personal connection to. So let's get into what your social impact causes are and maybe even why you chose them. And I'll start with you again, Kate. You poor thing. You're getting stuck on all these, right?
My social impact is hydrocephalus awareness, protecting brains. I decided to have this as my initiative because I have hydrocephalus, and it's a condition I don't feel is very... well known, and I really felt passionate to spread awareness of it.
I again commend you for that. Thank you for sharing that, and thank you for taking something that you could let hold you back, and it feels more like it's empowering you. It feels more like you're using it. That's insightful at your age. That's very cool to see. How about you? For you, Emma.
So my social initiative is Thriving with Anxiety. It's something that I've dealt with for a long period of time, and I really just wanted to show in a smaller community like ours where there is sort of a lack of resources, I wanted to show that there is possibilities to thrive and not struggle with something like mental health.
Certainly mental health is something that has been on all of our minds and been on our in conversation for a couple of years now. We're getting better as a society about talking about that and dealing with it. We used to deal with these things in hushed voices, and now we're talking so everybody can hear us. Similar to what Maria was saying with hers, Kate was saying with hers, that it's personal and how it impacts you. And I think one of the cool things about causes, there's so many, and there's so many that are deserving of our time and our energy, but we just don't have the time and the day to touch on every single one of these. So the more they impact us, that's where, for somebody like you, Kate, that's why it's important that you talk about those things, because you know better than anybody what it's like to go through. Something like anxiety is something that's more universal. We all can relate to that, know what it feels like to deal with that. And taking on a subject like that, I think it really hits in a different way, where you're hitting on so many other people. All are great ones. There are no bad ones of these to cover. It's just interesting to me the different dynamics of that. And that's a great choice there. Nice, Emma. Thank you for sharing that. Amelia, how about yourself?
My social impact initiative is Perfectly Imperfect, Knowing Your Self-Worth. I grew up at a very small school. My graduating class was 11. Mm. But through those 10, 11 years, I was always a target of bullying. Mm. And I thought that everything they were saying, like, I would never rise to do anything, or I would just... I was just worthless. And since starting competing, I've realized even more that I'm worth more than I gave myself credit for, and that's what I want to help other people achieve.
Right on. And again, one of those things that I think some people deal with it more than others, but everybody has got some kind of story like that, something that they've dealt with. And it's also something that we kind of, again, like going back to what I was saying earlier, we, as we get older, we don't think about that stuff as much as how much that impacted us in high school and those things. And the more we can talk about that stuff, I think it's important for your fellow classmates, for kids coming up and everything. It's really good for adults to be reminded of that stuff too, and how heavy that kind of thing can be. The farther we get away from, grade school, high school, all this stuff, the less we think about popularity and our clothes, a lot of that stuff. But, man, it can mean so much at the time and impact you so much to have reverberating effects later in your life. There are people like myself where I was picked on relentlessly growing up. But I also kind of like... At a certain age, I pushed back, and I kind of embraced that. Where my sister, who was picked on too, she never really got to that part of it. And it's kind of I wouldn't say affected her in her later years or anything, but really took years for her to work through that. I think talking about these things, them being more in the public eye, hopefully that doesn't happen as much. And it's a great subject to have, Amelia. How about for you, Maria?
My initiative is Finances for the Future. So I came across this. I was thinking about a bunch of different things that I could do. My sister's adopted, so I thought about doing adoption as well. But I really thought about it, and I talked with my parents about it as well. And a lot of something that I really struggled with was going from high school to college, and then being like, "Wow, how do I handle my money? Like, I have to get loans. How do I do that? What's fast?" Going through all of that was a huge wake up call for me with how much of an importance money really is. So I struggled with that moving from high school to college, and I want other kids to really realize how much you're going to need those skills in your life. And so I wanted to help everyone, even the youngest age, to start saving so that you're prepared when you actually get into the real world type of finances.
Very well said. And with all these with any of these things we brought up and any subjects you can think of out there, they're important, they need their attention and need to be talked about. Then there's this stuff that kind of gets lost in the shuffle or slips through the cracks because other stuff stuff is more time sensitive or just seems so much bigger. You know, we have a pandemic going on and that takes our focus away from other things and such. Finances are one of those tricky things that we don't cover well enough, I feel like, in school. And we put too much, I don't want to say put too much on parents, the emphasis on parents to do these things, but it does feel like it's a little bit of a hot potato thing. No, you do it. No, you do it. That kind of thing. And that's an important one. Like, there are so many of us that graduated high school and didn't even know how to fill out a checkbook or how to balance our budget or anything like that. And you think of something universal, that is pretty darn universal. Everybody's going to have to need to know those things. That's a great subject to touch on. I again, very insightful answers from you guys. Blowing me away. Also, a little intimidating. I don't know if I have much of a future if you guys are going to be taking over. I don't know what's going to happen to me. I don't appreciate the time, you guys. I want to just wrap up with a couple of other just simple things. What are you most looking forward to about the competition, about this whole process, really, as you've been going through it and as you're going to be going through it coming up Saturday, November 5th and 6th at the PAC, and we'll get into details of the show a little bit more later. Kate, how about for you? What are you most looking forward to?
I'm most looking forward to really just performing. I've always loved being on stage and performing for an audience, so I'm really excited for that.
Very cool. Very cool. How about for you, Emma?
I'm just really excited to show the community everything that we've been working so hard on for so long.
Yeah, that's a good answer. Amelia?
I'm excited to see what our new Miss Wisconsin Rapids Outstanding Teen will be able to accomplish. We're honored to have this new program bringing more awareness to the organization as a whole.
It's very well said. Yeah, that's very true. I hadn't thought about it that way, but you're right. That's a really good point to make. And how about for you, Maria?
Honestly, I'm just really excited to go through the whole process, just to like really feel every moment with everyone and do everything that we've been working on and just kind of feel proud at the end of it, no matter what happens.
The other actors out there, your parents probably can relate to this a little bit. You get to a point when you're doing a play that, okay, we're done rehearsing. Let's just put this thing on. We just want to go ahead and we just want to do this already. Let's go. Let's get going. Are you guys at that point? You're kind of, let's get this moving. Let's get this going already.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I can feel it. I get that. That's awesome. And good on you, because that shows confidence. It shows energy. It shows that you're engaged. You care. And that's one thing that I wanted to make sure that left with you guys, too. It's something I do with my students all the time. I've been teaching for a long time, and one of the most consistent things I get is, when do I stop being nervous? And I tell every one of my students, every time I've been doing this 20-some years, every time I turn this microphone on, every time I've been on stage, I've acted in over 100 characters, I've always been nervous. I'm nervous just talking about it. Like, I personally believe that that is good. That it means that I care. It means I'm engaged. Anxiety, fear, they don't always have to be negatives. They're things that the more you're aware of them, the more you can control them and use them for your own good. I use them as fuel. I use it to push me through this job, to push me through awkward situations, or when there's a quiet moment, or something's not showing up on the screen like I like it to and everything. It's good that you guys are feeling these things. And it's all going to lead to you as adults being that much more self-aware, self-confident, having some self-worth, and just being better in society, honestly. And I want to get to that part of it, too. You loosely have touched on this already, but doing this, going through this process, have you felt, because I like to say that one of the reasons I enjoy this is it builds your guys' confidence and all that and self-worth, but I'm just talking. I don't know. I want to ask, is this, do you feel like that's actually happening, that you're building some self-confidence and self-worth in doing this? Kate, how about you?
I do feel that it has really helped me to grow as a person, and I just feel so much more confident after going through the process, and it's just been a great experience.
It's great to hear. How about for you, Emma?
I definitely think it has helped with my confidence, especially with public speaking, with all the interview aspects of it. So it's definitely helped, and it's also been a really great experience.
I'm glad you mentioned that, too. There are very few jobs you'll do or careers you'll have that there isn't going to be some form of public speaking involved. The teaching I do is for Second City. It's an improv acting school and everything, but we have attorneys and different people come in from all, teachers come in from time to time, just take our classes just to feel more confident with public speaking. It's something that that's a skill set that you'll be able to harness your whole life and to fine-tune and everything. That's really cool to hear. Amelia?
Absolutely. Like I said, I competed last year, and just from last year to this year, after competing, I've gained so much more confidence. I've been able to do so much more in this year just from this organization alone.
That's awesome. That's very, very cool. And Maria?
I agree with everyone else. This past week specifically has been really life-changing. Like, every time we perform, every time we do a full run-through, it just gets better and better, and I feel more confident every time I go out to talk about my initiative or to sing or anything. It just feels more comfortable every time, and I think that I'm building that confidence level up.
It's so wonderful to hear. Honestly, you guys have made my day just in this conversation, because I am somebody that puts a lot of thought into what's happening tomorrow and thinking ahead. And I also do a job where politics and divisiveness and so much are part of our day-to-day life and everything. And I worry, you know, well, the next generations that are taking over, how are they going to feel about this? How are they going to feel about that? I talk to you guys. I talk to other young people, and I don't have as many worries. I don't have as many concerns. You guys got this. We're going to be all right. I don't know about what you're going to be left with, but you got this as far as things are going and everything. Could not be more impressed by you all. Thank you so much for the time today. I do want to go over the details really quickly of the event, because the Miss Wisconsin Rapids Scholarship pageant is going to be going on this weekend. It's happening today, starting today, Saturday, November 5th, and then it'll be going, the event will be November 5th. You guys do have something tonight, though, don't you? You have a rehearsal, kind of like a walkthrough kind of thing?
We have our open dress rehearsal.
Thank you.
Tickets are $15 at the door, and that starts at 6.
Yeah, I got it right here in front of me. I couldn't find it, but Amelia, you're right on point. Nicely done. Nicely. Don't take my job, please, though. I need this job, but please don't take it from me. Yeah, so that's going on tonight. If you can't make it tomorrow, it's a great way to still take in the event and support these kids, because it's a fun event. It's wonderful to take in, and it's entertaining and everything. Just don't lose sight of the real point of all this. Taking this in, giving these kids a great crowd, and giving them a good response, and again, helping you guys build that self-worth and confidence and everything. Now, Saturday is where it's all on. That's the real deal. And this goes on this Saturday at 6 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. Tickets are just $20, and they can be purchased online at misswisconsinrapids.org. That is all one word, misswisconsinrapids.org. You can also get them the day of the competition at the door. May not want to wait for that, though. These things sell quick, so you want to get your tickets right away. Again, that's misswisconsinrapids.org. You get that. And maybe the most important thing, or the most difficult thing I'm going to ask you guys to do, you want to say hi to anybody? Want to say hi to your parents or anything like that? I'll let you, Kate. Do you want to say hi to anyone?
I want to say hi to my dad. I love you.
Right on. Emma?
I want to say hi to my mom and dad. Hi, guys. Love you.
Amelia?
I want to say hi to my grandparents and my mom. I love you all.
And Kate? I'm sorry, Mary. Maria. I did it twice. I did it twice with that one.
I want to say hi to my whole family. Love you all. I know that my dad and my sister are listening specifically. I'm not sure about anyone else because my mom works. But thank you, guys. Love you.
And a big shout out to all the parents, all the grandparents, all the guardians, everybody out there that helps these kids get to these practices and all those things, too, and helping you guys build your confidence, build these things. Thank you all so much. Break a leg. Have a great time with the event. Enjoy yourselves. And we're looking forward to talking again soon, because I have a feeling we're going to be talking to each one of you guys in different ways and for different things. So thank you so much for the time, all of you.
Thank you.
Again, the website is misswisconsinrapids.org. Be sure to go there, get your tickets, and support this great organization, misswisconsinrapids.org. We're going to take a break. We'll come back, and we're going to be joined by Stephanie Hartman. She is going to talk with us about some of the great events going on at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.